God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Some people are always a day late and a dollar short. Maybe there's a guy and he sees a particular hairstyle and it's been in style for 5 years. And he thinks, you know, he resists the style. And finally he thinks, I'm going to get a new hairstyle. And he gets his haircut to the new style just as it goes out of style. And so he's always in style like a month after it's no longer in style. He's a day late and a dollar short. You know, there are early adopters, people that really kind of make the trend. Then there are people kind of on a bell curve who are the mass of people who adopt something. And then there are those who are just perpetually late. They're just always behind the curve. Now, with style, that is benign. When it comes to life, it is not. If there's something I need to know in life, the sooner I can know, the better. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, we find the chronicle, the story, the record of a king named Manasseh. Now, he did some bad things and he did some good things, but the sum and substance of his life was that what he did too late. You find his action, you find his ethic in verse 2, where the Bible says, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the heathen. The heathen had an excuse. Manasseh did not. Manasseh knew God Jehovah. He had the law. He had the promises. The heathen had none of those things, and to whom much is given, much shall be required. So Manasseh acted. The rest of the story is the response. The response of God, and then the response of Manasseh once again, and then the response of Ammon, Manasseh's son. In verse 10, you find God's response to this evil man. In verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. God did not just straightaway strike them dead. God spoke to them. He sent them warning. They would not listen. Verse 11 says, wherefore? Now, that's an ominous word because it indicates the beginning of God's judgment. God brought judgment upon them in the form of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh quite harshly and bound him and took him. And you think this must be the end of the story. There's no way that God could restore a king that's taken captive. But that is exactly what God did. So you find God's response. And then in verse 12, you find Manasseh's response to God's response. The Bible says, and when he was in affliction, that is Manasseh, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. Here's a bad king that did a good thing. Verse 13 says, and prayed unto him, God, and he was entreated of him. Now, Manasseh had not listened to God, but God listened to Manasseh and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. I am so thankful for a God of second chances and sometimes a God of third and fourth and fifth chances, a God of forgiveness and grace and restoration. And that's exactly what God did. So God responded, Manasseh responded. And then in verse 22, you find Ammon, Manasseh's son, he responded. When Manasseh had died and a new king, Ammon, Manasseh's son, began to reign, the Bible says in verse 22, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. Now the question is, as did which Manasseh? The Manasseh who did evil or the Manasseh who did right? And the answer is the Manasseh who did evil. You see, friend, the sooner you act, the better. In the first place, Manasseh had been some time doing the wrong thing. Verses 3 through 9 are all about the horrible things that Manasseh did in rejecting God and God's leadership in his life. And so he did the right thing. He repented. God forgave. God gave grace. But it wasn't soon enough for his son. His son followed the father he had known early. You see, there's a difference between God and people. God always responds perfectly to us, even when we're imperfect. He gives judgment when that's needed. He gives grace when it's undeserved. But God always responds perfectly. But people do not. this son was not God. This son was not perfect. And this son responded to Manasseh, not in accordance with what Manasseh was when he responded to God, but what he was when he rebelled against God. So there's a difference between God and people. And that's something to keep in mind. The sooner I act, the sooner I do what is right, the better it is for people who are not God and who may respond imperfectly. Second thing I think we ought to see this morning is that there's a difference between judgment per se and consequence. In verse 11, God judged Manasseh because he wanted to bring him back, because he loved Manasseh. He loved his people. And so he gave a harsh punishment. He whacked Manasseh pretty good. It was judgment, and Manasseh responded, and there was peace because of it. But when it came to Manasseh's son Amon doing evil, that was a consequence. It wasn't judgment per se, it was a consequence. I mean, think about the word consequence. Con means with, like chicken con or con carne, you know, or chili con carne. It's chili with carne or chili with meat. So a consequence is something that goes with sequence. That is the order of events as they unfold. If I go out and jump off the second story of a building, there's a consequence. There is a natural unfolding of events because of that action. Someone says it's the judgment of God. It's not necessarily the judgment of God, but it is what happens when I break the rule that God has established, the rule of gravity. There are moral laws, there are natural laws, and God made them all. And so with his son, this Amon, who did evil as did his father, it wasn't God's judgment, it was Manasseh's consequence. All that to say, the sooner I am self-aware, the sooner I realize where I am with God, and the sooner I respond to God so that God can respond to me, the better. God is perfect. God judges. God forgives. People are not perfect, and sometimes they respond imperfectly. But the sooner I act, the better I live.